Well, the end of Shiva Sarbatamas is really just the beginning. Minhag Ashkenaz, it's a little difficult to explain. We have an open Mishnah, Mishenichnas Av Mimatin Besimcha, that really any kind of reduction in our Simcha should at least wait until the beginning of Chodesh Av. And then the question would be, should we include Rosh Chodesh, should we not include Rosh Chodesh? As we know, Minhag Ashkenaz is not that way. And in a very very real sense, we have a period of Bein HaMitzarim. And it's very difficult to reconcile with the simple reading of the Mishnah. That is not the case, as people know, with the Eidot HaMizrach, who this year will essentially have very, very little, with the exception of Basar Vayayin and weddings. So the Eidot HaMizrach are not going to have a Shavua Shechal Bo, Teshuvah falls out on Sunday. So the Mechaber brings two deos, but we follow the primary view, the Sephardim follow the primary view, that there isn't really any restrictions on Tisporas and Kibbutz, etc. Some of the Eidot have different practices, but basically that is their minhag, and it's based in the simple din that we find in the Mishnah, Misha Nichnas Av Mimatin B'Simcha. So I'd like to try to make a suggestion as to how we can understand Minhag Ashkenaz. The truth is that there are a number of Midrashim which speak about the pasuk in Eicha that I alluded to just a moment ago, Korot Feha, Hisigua, Bein HaMitzarim, so Elu, Esrim Ve'echad Yom, Bein Shiva, Sarbetamuz, Latishabab, there's a medrash like that. But if we go back to a few lines before in the Mishnah, I think we'll be able to appreciate something about how the nature of Shiva, Sarbetamuz lends itself very naturally to a period of 3 weeks, and towards, I said, the end of Shiva Sarbatamas, which we're marking in just a few minutes, is really the beginning and not the end. So the Mishnah says the following: Chamisha Dvarim Irus Avosenu b'Shiva Sarbatamas v'Chamisha b'Tishabav. The Mishnah is going out of its way to make it clear that Shiva Sarbatamas and Tishabav are bookends. So again, let me just review that diok. Could have said Chamisha Dvarim Irus Avosenu b'Shiva Sarbatamas and then listed them. That's not what it says in the Mishnah. It says Chamisha Dvarim Irus Avosenu B'Shiva Sarbetamuz V'Chamisha B'Tishabav. Okay, so it's grouping them together. So now we're going to go and be Mefaret. So what are the Shiva Sarbetamuz? V'Shiva Sarbetamuz, as we know, one from the Torah itself, Nishtabru Haluchos, and Moshe, he did the right thing, by the way. V'Yashlech Miyadav Es Haluchos, the Gemara says, in Masech Shabbos, Asher Shibarta, Yashir Koch Shibarta. But life is complicated. Sometimes you could do the right thing, and it's still a tragedy. So Shvira Saluchos, it was the right thing to do, but it was still a tragedy. So Nishtabru Aluchos, number one, Batel HaTamid, they weren't able to bring the Karban Tamid anymore. V'Huvko HaIr, right, the city walls were breached. It's a question, are we talking about Bayis Rishon or Bayis Sheni? Certainly Bayis Sheni, Bayis Rishon. The Navi Yirmiyah says that it happened on the 9th of the month. So it's a machokis between the Bavli and the Yerushalmi, why we follow the 17th and not the 9th. I'm not going to get into it for now. Okay, Huvka Ha'ir, Saraf Apistamis HaSatorah, that a Roman official by the name of Apistamis burned the Sefer Torah, and either Vehemid Selim Behechal, he either put himself at Selim Behechal, or the other Girsa, which is probably the correct Girsa, Vehu Amad Selim Behechal, back in the days of Menashe, the wicked Melech Yehuda. And then about Tisha B'Av, but Tisha B'Av, what were the Chamisha Dvarim alluded to before? The Nigzal of Oseinu shall be cancel Aretz, Vachar of Abayas, Parishon of Ashnia, both Bate Mikdash, Vinilkada Besar, Besar's city of over 100,000 people was destroyed, Vinechr Shahair, and the city of Yerushalayim was plowed over. So I think that if we think for just a moment about the Chamisha Dvarim, Shiruas Avoseinu, Bishivasar Batamos, and the Chamisha Dvarim, Shiruas Avoseinu, Betishabav, we'll be able to identify a common denominator in each case, and we'll be able to identify a very simple distinction. Just to make it easier, let's start with Tisha B'Av. Tisha B'Av marks, in all five cases, finality. Something clearly came to an end. The Beis HaMikdash was destroyed once, twice, that's it. It was over. The city was plowed over. There's nothing to talk about after that. The Dor HaMidbar, Nigzera Gzera. Right, it wasn't that Hashem was going to put up with it anymore. This wasn't Tav Eira. This wasn't Kivros HaTava. Vayinasu Osi Zeser Pamim V'lo Shamu B'Koli Im Yiru Es HaAretz Asher Nishbati Labosam V'Chol Menatzai Lo Yira. It was over. There was nothing that was going to be left to talk about. And when they tried again the next century, the second century, when they tried the Bar Kokhba, he tried to revolt against the Romans, and Besar was destroyed, it was over. The Jewish people didn't have an army for another 2,000 years. Okay? It was over. So Tisha B'Av is the end. So think about the five things now, going back to Shabbat Sar B'Tamas, and you understand Minhag Ashkenaz, why we start really in Nugi Avelos now. Think about the five things that happened. When Moshe broke the Luchos, that wasn't the end. That set us into a period of chaos. We didn't know what was going to happen next. Moshe Rabbeinu himself didn't know what was going to happen next. Vasnapali, Fnei Hashem, Eisar Baim Hayom, Vesar Baim Alayla, Shari Snapalti. So it played itself out that Moshe had to daven us 40 days and 40 nights. And then, as we read just a moment ago, Psal Luchos, Shnei Luchos, Avanim, Karishonim, there's going to be a replacement for the Luchos, but not really going to be the same, because Moshe now is the one who has to carve them out, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is still going to give the writing, so it's all very uncertain. There was a chaotic period. When the Korban Tamid was interrupted, that was the mainstay. That's all we knew. The Beis HaMikdash was still functioning, but without the Korban Tamid, it was like in a bizarre twilight zone. We didn't know exactly what was going to happen. Huvko ha'ir, when the city walls were breached, we knew that wasn't the end. We knew that there could be worse that was going to follow, and so on and so forth. So what Shiva Sar B'Tamas in its essence about, as opposed to Tisha B'Av, which is about mourning the finality of something, whether it's destruction of Beis HaMikdash, a destruction of an entire generation, a destruction of a Jewish city, a metropolis of Besar, what Shiva Sar B'Tamas is about the beginning of something chaotic, the beginning of something tragic. And so Minhag Ashkenaz reflects this idea, and so we observe in many, many different ways. Of course, it escalates, as we know. When we get to Av, we take on Nihugei Avelos. When we get to the Shavua Shechalba, we take on even more, Erev Tisha B'Av, etc. But there is a reason that we start now, and it's rooted in the Mishnah, Chamisha Dvarim Miras Avosinu B'Shiva Sar B'Tamas, Chamisha Dvarim Miras Avosinu B'Tisha B'Av, Shiva Sar B'Tamas, the beginning, Tisha B'Av is very much the end. So today, as we bring this day to an end, we are mindful of the fact that it's really the beginning of a time of the year. I quote it every single year, but it's worth quoting every single year. The Rambam, I think, said it best. In Hilchos Tanios in Perakei, says the point of these days, and especially this time of year, is not just to remember historical events that happened and see if we can remember the five things that happened on one day, five things happened on the... That's not the point. The point is, as the Rambam says, the Orer Halavavos of Toach Darchei Atshuva is supposed to stimulate us towards something meaningful now, 2021, in our lives, and not just to remember historical events. Zikaron Dvarim Elu, the Rambam says, through remembering these things, then we can hopefully... Nashuv Lahetiv will be able to make constructive use of it. So it's not the mourning for the sake of mourning, but it's really meant for us to utilize this period, hopefully, for not to point a finger at somebody else, God forbid, but to look in the mirror and to say, how can we do better? How can we improve? And of course, it happens to be that this year, Shiva Sar B'Tamas is basically coinciding with the tragedy, that unbelievable catastrophe. The scale of the catastrophe is now really becoming clear in Surfside, Florida. So the worst possible fears being realized about the scale of the destruction. So we don't have to imagine ancient events, but when you talk about Huvka Ha'ir, you talk about Shvira Saluchos, you talk about things breaking and collapsing, so that obviously gives us a little bit of a picture to think about and to prepare ourselves for the very, very challenging days ahead of Avelos for Achenu B'nai Yisrael.